Lori Prox here with Brendan McMahon, interim principal for Valdez High School. So I know people out there are getting a little bit confused because there are high school principal interviews going on. And so I know, you know, Facebook, where all true things happen, not. There's a lot of posts, you know, wait, what's going on here? So you are the interim principal for this year. So tell us a little bit about yourself and why you chose this position. Why do you want to be the interim here at Valdez High School?
Okay. Thanks, Lori. Thanks for the intro. Yes, so there are two separate entities there. The hiring, which I think we're going to talk about, that had just went on, was Thursday of this week that we helped the school. I mean, the whole community basically helped with the hiring for 24-25 school, for the 24-25 school year. But for myself, how this came to be, again, I've been in Alaska for close to 30 years and retired from the Matsuburo School District in the summer of 2022.
You were principal at Colony High School, right?
Yep. Yeah, I sure was. Yeah, it was the last 6 years of my career. I was at Colony High School as the principal. And then the previous about 10 years, I was the vice principal there at Colony. So kind of a lifetime at Colony there. Prior to that, I did 10 years plus, actually, in rural Alaska and rural Montana, mostly rural villages in Alaska. And then in about 2004, we moved to the Matsu Valley. And so anyway.
Are you retired then?
Yeah. So back to your original question, how this came to be. So like many people in education, I kind of had gotten wind of the opening that Valdez High School had with their principal in the fall, and read about it in the papers, basically, that you guys had a principal leave in the fall. And so I was getting married in late October, early November on a Caribbean cruise, and my new wife and I did our cruise, and my lovely wife, Leslie Beck, and we got married in the Caribbean, November the 7th, got home late November, and I don't know, it was kind of like December-ish, early mid-December, I think it was, and we were just having a conversation one day, and I was like, I wonder if Valdez ever found a principal. And so that's kind of how it came to be that we explored this opening, and then
so you're not looking for a full-time gig?
No.
So what is the attraction of being the interim principal? And so with this point, it's January. It's just till May.
Right. Well, it's kind of neat because the state will allow you to be retired and fill in temporary type of a thing. So there's obviously a financial benefit to being retired, but also working in the same field that I still like a lot. I was getting a little burned out at my old position at Colony High School. It was nothing to do with anybody other than myself, probably just being burned out of having the same hamster wheel of a job for so long.
And, so something new and exciting.
Correct. Yeah. So Valdez, been to Valdez before, like many people, done the tourist thing here, came out and visited family here. And then when this opened, it was just like, that would be pretty neat. To be able to help out in Valdez. And I did one of these last year at Houston High School in the fourth quarter because they had an opening for a vice principal.
Yeah.
And I just enjoyed the temporary nature of it a little bit, to be honest.
So with the superintendent having to fill both roles as the principal and the superintendent, like, what do you bring to the table? So that's, you know, kind of, it'll be fun for you, something new. But what does Valdez High School and Valdez City Schools get out of you being here? What are some of the impacts you can have?
I would say the principal role, you know, experience means a lot. It really does. I mean, for all the years being a vice principal and working under a really good mentor principal I had at Colony High School, Sid Duffin, for over 10 years. And then when she retired, I worked under another really good principal. So I got some great experience, and then also got to do it myself, you know, without the training wheels of being a principal for 6 years at Colony. So experience is huge. I mean, you've seen a lot as a building principal, and the fundamentals of being a principal, they are applicable to Valdez High School Sitka High School, West High School. There, I mean,
well, what are the unique challenges here in Valdez? What are some of the challenges that you think that you can tackle and accomplish before the end of the school year?
Well, Valdez High School, again, Tim, I don't know how you do that. Trying to do a principal, high school principal, and the superintendent's job, you'd be stretched pretty thin. So kudos to him for stepping into that role and doing that for the whole semester one. But so what I think what you try to offer is stability for the community. That's the staff is kind of where my first focus is, the students, the families, and the community, and just bring, you know, especially being so fresh, being out of the game a little bit. It's like subbing in for a sports team. It's
well,
like
and I know you have some disgruntled staff. I don't think that's a secret. They've spoken out publicly. So how do you tackle that? What are some specific things that you can do or have done?
I've worked with disgruntled staff and my previous life, and so and people have told me that the staff at the high school is disgruntled. Their work performance the 2 weeks I've worked with them has been exemplary. They they're professional. They've worked really hard the 2 weeks I've been here. And, you know, I guess that's another thing I probably offer them is just a clean slate. I mean,
yeah. And what does a principal do? Like what, you know, having someone there, so they come to you, say, I know some of the major things that, I mean, not just our school district, but everywhere are attendance problems. What is the word I'm searching for? You know, a kid is talks back or discipline problems. So,
sure.
So being there for those situations,
it's really any and all. I mean, there's a litany of things that will come your way as a school administrator. It can be something as simple as they want to just bounce something off the wall with you, staff. Usually it's staff. Students usually aren't coming to problem solve with you about stuff. It's a different deal. But staff, a lot of times it's things they just want to put on your radar. The things they want to maybe support with, like, hey, I've got an idea. What do you think about this? Hey, I've got some things I need some financial support with. Can we do this? I know it's not in the budget. So, I mean, I could go on and on. But they're really there's a lot of things. I mean, it's just small things, medium things, and large things that come in all different shapes and sizes throughout the day, throughout the week, throughout the school year. And being an interim, really you're trying to just give stability and give your very best effort every day and give them, you know, really bring some and Tim's really pushing this. Tim Bauer, our superintendent, is pushing, you know, hey, let's really work on morale in our schools and staff morale and that. So anything that I can do that I can help support the overall morale, because, you know, the teachers, when they're in good spirits, it directly impacts the student learning.
All right. We're talking with Brendan McMahon, interim high school principal, Valdez High School. And what role are you playing, because you're an interim, for this year only? What role are you playing in the hiring of the new Valdez High School principal? I know some community interviews happened, and maybe we can get it, because we've missed Tim the last couple meetings, so maybe you can give us an update and a status on the process for that.
Yeah, the process you guys that we have here in Valdez is very, at least the experience I had yesterday is a thorough, rigorous process.
And okay. I understand the kids were involved. So sometimes, oh, yeah. In the past that's yep. happened or yep. not, but the kids actually got to meet all three principal candidates.
Correct. So Wednesday they did a mock interview with me just to prep. And they ran me through the questions that they were going to ask all three candidates. And Kent, Kent Runyon, their instructor, had it all organized, did a great job getting them prepped. The kids were super professional. We did that on Wednesday. And then yesterday, that was a major part of the day, is that the kids, the students, the student government students were all involved in interviewing all three candidates. They did that.
And then I understand they got to vote They got to actually.
They did. They ranked it. They ranked all three candidates 1, 2, and 3, and it was a major piece of the process that we utilized for. You know, we used student input. We used the staff input because staff was involved in the formal interview. Community input. We had two parents on the committee. Props to those two folks that helped out with that, as well as the two staff members. And then we had some building administration that was.
What is the timeline for that, for hiring of a Valdez High School principal?
We had about a 45-minute huddle, went over all the comment cards that the community, the students, the staff filled out during their meetings with the candidates. And then we collated all that data. We reviewed the notes we had all taken during the formal interview. We reviewed the student notes and the rankings that they did, put all that together, and came up with a just an overall rank. And then I know Superintendent Bauer was going to make some final phone calls today, you know, do some further reference, because these guys, all three of these candidates were sifted through pretty thoroughly to make sure that they would they had a true strong desire to come to Valdez. And then so then today he was going to do the final reference checks on the candidate number one, and then call candidate number one,
and then you've got to see if
he'll accept.
Give us a
verbal to, and by all,
and it's very challenging hiring right now. And then add to that finding housing here, and
there are some
things.
Hurdles. It's still a very, in the educational world, Valdez High School, Valdez Middle, Valdez Elementary. I know it's Hutchins Elementary, right? All three of those sites are just the town of Valdez is a good spot in Alaska. I mean, there are a lot of people, I think, that. I know that would be interested in these positions out here. So there is a shortage in education, but
we're still fairly fortunate. Not only that, but the dollars coming in.
Yes, the economy. You mean?
Well, yeah, and then the city council.
Yeah.
Adds to the cap on top of funds to the tune of $10 million additional dollars.
It's,
I believe,
a well-funded school. Just from the 2 weeks I've been out here, it feels like there's very good support from the. From the base here.
All right. So, what's your biggest challenge, and then what is your, you know, what do you think is going to be your biggest joy in the next 4 or 5 months?
Well, biggest joy is always high school graduation. Not just because it's the end of the year, but it's an exciting milestone event for families, for students, for staff, for administration, for the whole community. Really, the high school graduation's a big deal. It's like, I've always compared it to like a wedding. I mean, it's you know, grandma shows up, grandma and grandpa fly in from Iowa. You know, everybody shows up, and it's a big event. And so that's I mean, we hope that will be a joyful and wonderful night. On I believe it's Wednesday, May 23rd. I don't have that exactly in front of me, but anyway, as a principal, you're always looking ahead to that night. And challenges, you know, I was thinking about that today, that the one of the big challenges is in a deal like this is onboarding. It's like, we drove out here in my new wife and I, Leslie, we drove out here in early January, and you're just like, okay, it's always a challenge. We know anywhere you move to and get yourself settled in and get to know people and get to learn the lay of the land, learn all the details of the community, learn all the just everything, just getting onboarded. So that's probably been a challenge a little bit, but it's once you get settled in, and people are just amazing. I mean, the people in town have just been so friendly. It's so fun to be the new kid in town type of a thing. And that challenge, but also every day gets easier there.
Yeah, so. One of the things that
I was going to say, the kids too at Valdez. I've mentioned this to a couple of people. They're kind of standoffish a little bit, like, who is this guy? And I've introduced myself in a couple different ways, and I'll keep working that organically to get to know the kids. But the staff has been wonderful. The administration's been wonderful. The kids have been wonderful. There's a little bit of a distance there still, that they're kind of checking me out and stuff like that. So looking forward to getting to know them better.
All right. And I know one of the things that Superintendent Bauer has talked a lot about is, you know, in trying to make the public aware and parents aware that, you know, COVID, kind of all bets were off, and you know, go do your thing and don't come to school. And and now getting kids in the classroom is a big deal. So is that one that if a kid isn't in school, I know that's been a struggle to try to keep up with the communications with parents and stuff. So is that a focus?
It is. It always is. I mean, student attendance, student engagement is a big deal. It was a big deal in the interviews with the three candidates yesterday of trying to find the just creative ways to engage students. And the staff understands that. They all know that it's important to be because kids will show up for things that they see value in, and they will if they're not engaged, though, that we do stand a chance to lose them. So it's,
how is that being in a from a big school Colony? I don't know how many students, but to less than 200, I think, here at Valdez High School.
It's different. I was talking about that with Jason Weber yesterday, the elementary principal. We were kind of talking about that, and the thing about a larger school is you have a lot more staff. Sometimes you get even stretched further in a smaller school because there isn't.
But there are a lot of them are wearing different. You mentioned Kent Runyon, and he's council and all the things.
A lot of your positions are going to work just as hard because they have. It's to scale. They have a caseload. The Colony is 1,200 kids, but we had. Three vice principals, four counselors, and so it's to scale. Here we have one guidance counselor, one career counselor, one activities director, no assistant principal, it's all to scale, you know. So it's really the same concept, but just a different scale.
Yeah. Well, welcome. And I know you've met a lot of people within the school district, so hopefully this is an introduction to people out in the community. So we'll have this as a podcast as well. So if you're listening on the radio, if you want to, see, we'll have a little photo there. You said you were on a Caribbean cruise when the picture was taken. So that's you, but that's with a tan. So
expect
a little paler version.
A little more pasty white right now with the Alaska winter. Also want to give a shout out. Next week we have the Nordic Ski Team is hosting the Valdez Invite. Friday and Saturday should be upwards of about 100 to 120 student athletes from
So shout out people at Subway, you guys staffed up. She actually does read the e-news, and if we've usually Todd Wagner does a great job of getting us the upcoming events so that people, a lot of the businesses, check that
for sure
what's happening.
That'll be a pretty good influx of kids
the Elks tournament's
coming up early February. I think it's February 8th and 9th. So the big hosting the big ski meet is going to be a big one. We also have home basketball next weekend with Galena coming to town. So, and I believe the middle school also has a wrestling invitational next weekend. So, it'll be pretty busy with students in town. Really excited about hosting the ski meet, next week. So just wanted to throw that out.
Yeah. Great. Well, welcome. And enjoy. Let us know if you've got any more updates at a later time.